Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to The Daily Doctor's Kitchen with me, your host, Dr. Rupi. I'm a medical doctor and cookbook author, and The Daily Doctor's Kitchen is a series of bite-sized nuggets of information all to do with food, nutritional medicine, and healthy living taken from my main podcast, The Doctor's Kitchen Podcast. And if you want to learn how to eat well every day, check out my free recipes, books, newsletter, and download the app at thedoctorskitchen.com. Emily, I wonder if I could bring you in here talking about the actual impact of sugars itself. So we've got different types of sugars that exist, both naturally and unnaturally. Why are children so uniquely vulnerable to the impact of sugars in general?
Well, following on with what Michael was talking about, fructose, what's oftentimes really confusing is that some of these sugars sound really healthy. So, you know, parents might think that if they see a product that says fruit juice sweetened, or they scan the back of an ingredient label and, you know, it says fruit juice concentrates, but they don't see any sugar. And oftentimes these things are in baby foods, you know, in the pouches and the rice cakes that are sprayed with things. And what is especially harmful for children is that fructose is not naturally a part of, wouldn't naturally be a part of their diet, in especially in such big concentration. So, you know, fructose is not present in breast milk. Michael's research has shown that it can actually be transmitted into breast milk based on the maternal diet. But naturally, children wouldn't be receiving that type of fructose, and they certainly wouldn't be receiving it in, you know, a concentrated form. But now there's all these baby food, you know, and toddler foods on the market that are really high in fructose. And it's just, it's a sugar that the, you know, the body isn't able to process well. And I think Michael could go into more detail on that, you know, based on some of his research. But, you know, those are some of the effects that we're seeing that we're concerned about.
Yeah, well, here's the other deal. Like, so kids, infants, babies are actually born with a built-in preference for sweetness. So they crave sweetness naturally. Mm. And this was supposed to be evolutionary protective. It's supposed to, like, get them to like breast milk and get them to like good food. But now, you know, 70% of foods in the supermarket have added sugar. 80% of kids' foods have added sugar. So now kids are grabbing for these things, and the food supply is not suited for that built-in mechanism. So, and the more you feed that sweetness, the more it gets amped up. And on top of that, there's physiological vulnerabilities. Take a very simple example like tooth decay. Why do kids get tooth decay from sugar? Okay, it's because sugar feeds bacteria in the mouth. Those bacteria produce acid. And as kids' teeth erupt, they're not fully developed. So they don't have the full amount of enamel to protect those teeth from the acid produced by the bacteria that feed on the sugar. Mm. So there's a very clear-cut example of how the kids' developing bodies aren't fully equipped to protect themselves from these adverse effects of sugar. So they have a built-in drive to consume it, and then their bodies aren't physiologically built to be protected from it. And the tooth decay is just one very tangible example we can talk about. Other examples too.
Absolutely. I'm glad you brought up tooth decay. It reminds me of a talk I gave at a dental association. It was a charity event, And I learned on that day, actually, about the number of hospital operations for tooth removals in children in the UK between 2017 and 2018. It was something like 45,000 a year. And you actually used that statistic in your book as well. And it reminded me of that. And I just thought that is, when I first came across it, and again, when it reminded me of that in the book, I just remember feeling so angry about that, because that translates into literally hundreds of millions of pounds of spent money on something that is very preventable, with removing those excess added sugars from infant drinks, as well as drinks that are marketed towards teenagers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I hope you enjoyed today's Daily Doctor's Kitchen. The Doctor's Kitchen podcast is where I discuss multiple topics around nutritional medicine and well-being with experts and researchers from around the globe. And you can find me on social media at doctors_kitchen. Sign up for free recipes every single week at thedoctorskitchen.com. And don't forget to download the app. I'm Dr. Rupi. Have a beautiful day.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. I'm Mary from the Bay.
And I'm Courtney from LA. TJG is the podcast where we spill all the tea on your favorite reality TV shows, celebrity gossip, and everything in between. We're here to bring you our unfiltered opinions, hilarious commentary, and plenty of laughs along the way.
We're two SDSU Delta Gamma sisters with a microphone and a whole lot of opinions. Each week, we dive headfirst into the wild world of reality television, from Bravo to all the trash TV you could want. We break down the drama, dissect the latest scandals, and share our thoughts on everything from the jaw-dropping moments to the embarrassing antics.
But that's not all. We're not here to just gossip. We're here to connect with you, the jurors, and share our love of all things pop culture. Whether we're dishing on the latest celebrity breakups, discussing our favorite guilty pleasure movies, or sharing embarrassing stories from our own lives, we promise to keep it real, keep it fun, and keep you coming back for more.
Come judge with us.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.